In Ireland, nothing gets us talking like lions.
Tea?
Small talk.
Well, Jimmy, shocking weather we're having.
Big talk.
Even I could have played county. Office talk.
I'm MIA in the AM, but I'll circle back on the KPIs.
Real talk.
Milk before tea? Should be a criminal offence.
You could say we talk too much.
But the truth is,
we don't talk nearly enough. Lions puts the talk into tea.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, the Quakers are a small enough community in Ireland, though in Waterford City there is a Quaker ethos secondary school, Newtown School, and it's been there since 1798. Keith Lemon is the principal. Good afternoon, Keith.
Good afternoon, Sean. Hello.
How does a Quaker ethos school, for a student, how is that experience different from, say, any other secondary school in Ireland?
Well, I suppose in nature, we're still a secondary school. We go to classes, we teach lessons, so we follow the Leaving Cert, Junior Cert and all of that. I suppose it's our ethos is that we're, you know, believe very much from the Quaker part of, you know, equality and simplicity in how we operate. It's, you know, stems, the Quakers are a Christian organisation, but then they're inclusive of all faiths and none. So we would meet every morning in collect in silence. So the school would sit in silence, and then there might be a thought for the day given by myself or Neville, the pastoral care person. And then there's more silence. And it doesn't tell people what to believe, but it just asks people just to reflect and ask a question. How does that affect them? And that sets the tone for the day. But the students, it's quite relaxed where it's really how you treat everybody, you know, that there's, you know, you treat everybody with equality and respect. I suppose that's how we try to live our lives here. But it's still down to, it's looking at the individual student and finding their strengths, you know, and that the belief that there's good in everybody.
And Quakerism as a religion isn't big on hierarchical structures. Is that reflected in the school as well?
Pretty much, you know, everybody is equal. People have a difference of purpose. You know, I'm the principal, but, you know, everybody is treated equally, and respect sort of tries to run through that. But like in Quaker meeting, in Quaker meetings, there would be no priests, no hierarchy, no bishops. Everybody is free to speak in a meeting. People are free to stand up and speak and share their thoughts from there. So like it's an equality of voice and in fact, we try to encourage students to use their voice, you know, so that they have an equal input into the school across the board, you know.
The students that you have there would come from Quaker families?
Very few. Look, there's only really about 1,000 Quakers in the country. You know, they're small in size, but probably big in voice in a number of areas. In peace, but so we'd only have maybe about, you know, 5%, 10% would be linked with Quakers or Quaker from families who are Quaker attenders. So you don't have to be a Quaker, but some people are Quaker attenders, and then that they identify with the Quaker community. But across the board, we have students from all walks of life as well. But it would be a small amount of Quaker students in the school.
Yeah, and a certain proportion of those would be overseas students as well.
Well, we've got very few Quaker overseas students, but we're a boarding school as well. So we've got about 86 boarders in school. And so they're Irish boarders, international boarders from across Europe, Spain, France, Italy, Czech Republic, Poland. So there's a great international mix in our boarding houses as well. And they come along. So that's, you know, it gives it a feel. We're also an Erasmus Plus school. So we've got lots of people doing exchanges and coming to the school from different countries as well. You know,
I suppose it's a reflection of Quakerism that there's all sorts of faiths and none probably reflected within the school. Yeah. And you're, as I understand it, you're not a Quaker yourself, Keith. Is there interaction between you and the Quaker community in Ireland about maintaining the ethos and that kind of thing?
Very much so. Like the local meeting house is here at the edge of the school grounds, and they come in to collect, you know, every 2 weeks. We've got Neville Loudon, our pastoral care person, who is a Quaker. So he works.
Actually, sorry to interrupt you there, Keith. You better explain what collect means. People might be going, yeah, a bag of cash is exchanged or something.
I know, we sit on the side of the road and shake a tin. No. Collect is our assembly, Sean. So that's where we gather every morning. So all 400 plus students gather in the hall. And that's how we start every day at 8:40. So it's there for about 10 minutes. So that's collect. But so various members of the Quaker community would come in and talk to that. Our patron body comes from Munster Quarterly Meeting, which would be the governing meeting of Quakers in Munster. So they would have, and Leinster as well then, so six people, three from each meeting of that would be our patron body on it. So
yeah, I suppose one thing that maybe people who wouldn't know much about Quakerism, the one thing that's probably best known for is an adherence to pacifism.
Yes.
Is that taught in the school, or do you try and imbue that idea into the students in the school?
You do, absolutely. The idea of non-conflict, just listening to your earlier speaker talking about Russia and wars, you know, and Quakers have always been, there was a peace testimony way back from the 1600s where they wouldn't bear arms against anybody. You know, but that would be mentioned. Our students would have attended a peace conference up in Friends School in Lisburn, which is our, you know, like a sister Quaker school in Ireland here, and visit Quaker Cottage, which did a lot of work in the peace process up in Belfast. But we would teach that through, it would run through collect, it would run through how we deal with things. All of our staff are taught work in restorative practice to try to resolve conflict. Look, we live in a teenage world where conflicts happen, you know, and it's how you resolve that. So that idea of pacifism, peace, you know, and looking for a better way in non-conflict would be very strong across the school.
Yeah, indeed. Keith, thank you so much for speaking with us today. That was Keith Lemon there, principal of Newtown School in Waterford City, the country's only Quaker ethos school.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.